Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are studying in the book of Proverbs this week, and I want to bring your attention to Proverbs chapter 2. The first several verses of Proverbs chapter 2 exhort the reader to pursue wisdom. And it's written in the context of a father speaking to a son. And we know from historical record that Solomon, the son of King David, was the author of the majority of the book of Proverbs. And it starts out in verse 1 this way: "My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commands within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God." We find in the book of Proverbs, and specifically in the second chapter, the urging of the writer under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to compel those who are listening to seek out the wisdom of God. A few definitions of wisdom include: wisdom is the ability to apply biblical truth to all of life's situations. And another writer put it this way: wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. Many people in today's society make the error of associating a person who has a lot of information as being a person of wisdom. And they will often seek people who have much information on a particular subject for counsel. We live in a day that has been likened or dubbed the information age. Information can be gathered at the click of a mouse on a computer, to the click of a remote control of a television, to many other easy to obtain sources of information, and the information can come to you at lightning speed. Entertain the information being presented on every subject, from medicine to gardening, from cooking to financial news, parenting to marriage advice, and yet all of this information will do you absolutely no good if it is not sound biblical wisdom. And much of the information being disseminated in our age is coming from a perspective that is not in any way biblically based. Instead, we live in a day when much humanistic philosophy is being presented in a most subtle way and presented as truth through the various media. But God wants us to be people of wisdom, people who seek out the wisdom of God for our day-to-day life encounters. And God has wisdom for you regardless of what you may be facing today. But here is the key that we find in Proverbs chapter 2. What is it that you are seeking in your life? What kind of information, what kind of counsel do you seek on a daily basis? Are you one who reads multiple copies of the newspaper, various magazines, perhaps many books, looking for information and for help, and yet none of these resources are presenting to you a biblical worldview, but instead a humanistic worldview? If so, then you are not the person that's being talked about in Proverbs chapter 2, because this person is a person who seeks out the wisdom of God as if it was hidden treasure. That's what's being encouraged here in Proverbs chapter 2. Look at your life and ask yourself the question: what is it that I am seeking every single day? Where do I get my counsel? Whose advice do I take? Am I seeking advice from godly sources, or am I relegated to seeking advice from worldly input? There is the wisdom of God, and then the Bible tells us there's the wisdom of man, or the wisdom of the world, or you could say carnal or sensual wisdom as described in the book of James. But God encourages you to seek Him for wisdom. It's hidden treasure, but it is treasure, and it is available. It's been said that mysteries are for seekers, and God's a rewarder of the diligent seeker. He wants for you to discover what the wisdom of God has for your life. But take the test. Are the places that you've been seeking counsel, advice, wisdom, are they places whose counsel would line up with the Word of God? If not, you need to make a shift in where you're going for your counsel and your advice. Be one who will take the admonition to seek, as if it were silver or hidden treasure, the very wisdom of God. And we see in chapter 2 of Proverbs that if you'll do that, if you'll be one of those people, there are tremendous benefits that are promised to the person that seeks out the wisdom of God. It says in verse 5, if you'll seek for wisdom like hidden treasure, then you'll discern or you'll understand the fear of the Lord. You'll discover the knowledge of God. And it goes on in verse 6 to say, for the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and it promises He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and He preserves the way of His godly ones. Every person listening to this radio message needs God to be a shield about him. You need for God to preserve your way, your life. That's what God wants to do for you, but He desires and He does it for the one who seeks after Him. Are you seeking God's wisdom in a most definite and a most zealous way, or is it a casual thing with you where you'll perhaps occasionally flick on the Christian radio station or maybe now and then put on the Christian TV station? But God's not calling for a casual seeking of wisdom. He's calling for a zealous pursuit of wisdom as if it was hidden treasure, as if it was something you couldn't live without. And I guarantee you, you cannot live without the wisdom of God. You can't live the fullness of life God has for you. You can't live the protected, shielded, guarded life God has for you without His wisdom. Without it, you'll make foolish decisions. Without it, you'll make mistakes. You'll fall into error. You will choose companions unwisely. You'll make unwise business decisions. There are so many areas of life that the wisdom of God can correct your path and put you on into a place where you are safe and secure because you have walked in the wisdom of God. God doesn't want you to be a pursuer of information. He wants you to be one who pursues the wisdom of God. Perhaps you know someone who has a tremendous amount of knowledge about the stock market or tremendous amount of knowledge about farming or cattle raising or some particular area of expertise, and yet knowledge and wisdom are not the same thing. Charles Spurgeon once said, "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. To know does not mean to be wise. It's not the same thing." Spurgeon went on to say, many men know a great deal and are all the greater fools for it. There is no fool so great as a knowing fool. But to know how to use knowledge is to have wisdom. Wisdom is the right use of knowledge. God wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you the understanding of how to rightly use knowledge so that you can walk in a way in your life that is secure, that is safe, that is wise. And those are some of the promises for the person who pursues wisdom. Verse 10 says, as a promise to the person who's seeking wisdom. It says, wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Without reading the Word of God, you will not be able to obtain the wisdom of God. Doctor once approached a Bible scholar saying to him that he was so frustrated with reading the Bible and found it to be so dry. This wise Bible professor responded to the doctor and said, then do this. And he said, what should I do? He said, read the Bible. And he said, I am reading the Bible, but it's so dry. Then the Bible professor replied, then find one book in the Bible that you will read over and over again and read it 12 times a day for a month. The man was appalled. What book of the Bible could I read for 12 times in one day? I don't have that much time. And this Bible professor recommended that he read 2 Peter, which is a short book. This man went home and he and his wife began to read 2 Peter 12 times a day, several times in the morning, during his lunch break, when he got home from work, and then before he went to bed. He was able to read it 12 times in a day and continued this practice for a month. After that 30 days, this one book of the Bible was alive to him. He began to talk about 2 Peter everywhere and to everyone. God will do this for you if you will apply yourself with that kind of diligence to going after the wisdom of God, which is found in the Word of God. Take one chapter of Proverbs every day and read it 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 times a day, like this man did, and you will begin to see the wisdom of God entering your heart, and you will find knowledge will begin to be pleasant to your soul. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.